International.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Why Should We Care? I am your host, Chris Tellez, joined always as my blood brother, AJ Henderson.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man. thanks for clicking that play button. We got another hot episode today. I hope it could suck. Yeah. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, can't predict the future.
As you guys know, the pressure is all on the guest. we were off last week. Yeah. But we're glad to be back now. Mm-hmm.
Why were we off last week? What the hell happened there?
Last second cancellation, but okay. You know what? Yeah. The guest decided, you know what? I don't want to do this.
Yeah, just fuck it.
Yeah, I want to cancel on these guys. I can't even remember what happened. But
I think it was that, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Life goes on.
Yeah, we're back now. And we want to thank everybody for being at the live show the week before.
Thanks, each and every one of you.
That was a lot of fun. I think my favorite part of that whole night was Martha just snapping.
Yeah, she was really upset.
Just seeing her reach her boiling point.
Yeah.
I know that it was our podcast that took her there.
I know. But, you know, it's just it's your job to sell that movie. And
she did not.
No.
I also want to, man, this is how much we don't keep up to date with things. Right before we started, AJ said, dude, we just hit our 2-year anniversary.
We might have gotten a little past it, but I know it was like around this time 2 years ago.
It went by and we didn't even notice it.
Yeah. We need to get a cake.
It's been 9 years.
9 years since we've been, that was before podcasts were even a thing. We were doing it.
Yeah. Well, I guess that was the celebration. We'll just say that live show was the celebration.
Yeah, yeah. If you guys want to send us presents, that'd be cool. Take presents.
Come on now. No one's going to do that shit.
They could, though.
I wish.
And I would appreciate it.
Yeah. All right. So let's go ahead and jump right into our episode. I'm a little... we haven't done it in like 2 weeks. I already forgot how to do this.
Yeah, we just usually rant, talk about some bullshit.
We've been ranting so much before that record button hit, and we were just on fire, just as friends.
Yeah.
And then the recording button came on, we came out so dry.
I know.
Oh, well. Yeah. Well, this next guy's not dry. He's super wet, and we're super wet that he's here right now. Adam Rabick, thanks for coming on the podcast.
Hi, thanks for having me. Listeners, what you missed before we started recording, I pretended to not know that August was a month that came every year.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
That was the whole bit. Yeah.
He was, and in our producer, Ethan, was playing some like techno music, and we were just singing a song called Taquito Party.
Taquito Party.
Pretty good.
My name's Marty.
Yeah, is getting farty at this taquito party.
Who brought Bacardi?
Don't be tardy, right?
Yeah.
And
lightning in a bottle.
We came from that to having to do this podcast, so you can understand why we were a little down.
We were in a different recording studio for that song.
Yeah. And then I'm also out of breath now. Just a good song. But
well, it will be.
Look for it on Body Tape Records. Next spring.
Spring is when the albums come out.
Yes, yeah,
albums are like flowers. They only come. They only blossom in the spring.
Well, it's taquito season.
I had to go through some shit, you know, so I could write some new lyrics.
Yes, that's when the taquitos bloom. Yes,
yeah,
of course.
When all the ingredients are fresh and ripe.
No, they just come out. They just poke out of the ground. Yeah. Like corn stalks.
Taquitos? That's
fully formed taquito ready for the microwave. Fully formed taquito, frozen, ready for the microwave.
That'd be sweet.
Are you talking about a taquito plant or something?
Yeah.
No, it's just taquito.
Like a beanstalk.
It looks like this is going to have to be a double album. Just so many places you could go. Well, real quick before we get into it, we'll just save that for the end.
Just get into it, yeah.
Yeah, let's just get into it at the end. So have you ever listened to the podcast, Adam?
No.
That's so insane. All right.
I don't know what the podcast is.
We have so many guests that come on, and some of them listen, some of them don't. Some of them just say, I listen to one or two to get the idea. And you didn't do any. Well, you're,
oh, I thought you asked if I'd listened to a podcast.
No, I've done. No,
and no, I have not.
Ever. Okay,
so like,
and neither none. Ours either, right?
No, yours I have.
Oh, okay.
The only one.
Yeah.
Thanks, okay. man.
Well, I only know what shit. A podcast is based on you and Mark Maron's stand-up comedy.
We'll see if you not listen his podcast. To the podcast.
I don't listen once again.
What? Well, you are nailing it, so I know you've listened to the podcast before. You're capturing the energy. Yeah. So you've. Decided to do
the Mission Impossible series of films.
That's good, man. That's real good. I'm really stoked about this one.
That is rich. So let's get into it.
Immediate.
You will say sentences that I immediately think you are being 100% sincere, and also you're making fun of me.
I've had that problem when I say sincere things, people are like, this is a sarcastic asshole, and I was like, actually not what I said. No, that's good. I have never seen a Mission Impossible movie.
Not a one of them?
No, you know, that's the thing with Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
I've just, with Tom Cruise, I've just, for one reason or the other, I've just never really watched his movies.
That's,
I get it.
That's yeah, fair. Tom Cruise is good at doing exactly one thing, and that is making Mission Impossible movies. Any good movie he's had that's not a Mission Impossible movie would have been made a little better if it were, and it's just he's taking the elements from the good parts of the Mission Impossible movies and bringing them over to movies that are kind of good, like Minority Report or Edge of Tomorrow or something.
Okay.
He puts his heart and soul into these movies. He has 6 children. He has, I think, 2 biological children. I'm not talking about them. His 6 kids are the 6 Mission Impossible movies. He raised them with the love that only a father can have. The first 2 Mission Impossible movies they weren't driven by him. He was the star of them, but
yeah.
One was a Brian De Palma film, Brian De Palma of Scarface.
Right. Yeah. I remember that one.
Yeah, it was a chainsaw movie. Say hello to my tiny friend, something like that.
Yeah,
no, that's Scarface, right?
Yeah, yeah, Scarface. Yeah,
but it's the same director.
The second movie was directed by John Woo, and it's got all the John Woo stuff in it. There's a scene where
this was a movie Tom Cruise was in.
Yes, this is Mission Impossible 2.
Oh, okay.
John Woo directed it. There's a scene where he and Doug Ray Scott race motorcycles at one another,
and they collide
They jump in the air and collide.
That is cool.
There's a scene where Tom Cruise walks around a church corner and pigeons fly up behind him, doves rather.
Now, did that motorcycle stunt? Did he do that himself too?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, he did that stunt. he does all his stunts. That's the other thing. He does all of his stunts.
Incredible.
Even though it would be always safer and often easier and cheaper for if he were to fake them or have a stunt double do it, but he insists on doing all of them, and it ends up making the movie take about 3 extra months to film because he insists on doing these things. I'll give you a couple examples. There is a stunt in the second Mission Impossible movie where Doug Ray Scott jumps on top of Tom Cruise and stabs a knife towards his eye, and the knife stops within about a half inch of Tom Cruise's eyeball. And they did that by tying a knife to the end of the rope and measuring it so that when it reached down as far as it could, it would be only about a half inch away from Tom Cruise's eye for real, so that they could film the knife actually coming down quickly and stopping suddenly.
Whoa, so he could have actually lost his eye. He
could have absolutely lost an eye.
If something went wrong.
In Mission Impossible 2, the worst Mission Impossible movie.
Yeah, like what if they measured it and he went out and like ate a burrito or something.
And got a little fatter.
Yeah, his face swelled up. And just like stabbed that thing. Yeah. Why did you eat that burrito, Tom?
You're so good.
In the fourth movie, he hangs outside the window of the tallest building in the world, the Burj Khalifa in Dubai. It is, I think, over 2,000 feet tall. And he just... He had like ropes.
Measurements are correct. Yeah.
He had like ropes that were edited out, but he was actually out there on the wire. The next movie, he hung from an airplane as it took off. He did that for real. He had to wear special contacts so that his eyes wouldn't dry out while he flew.
Makes sense. Wow.
And in this most recent movie, he jumped. He did a halo jump, which is a high altitude, low opening. It means you jump from very high in the atmosphere where there's no oxygen, and you don't release your chute until you're very close to the ground. And they filmed that, actually. They had to film it something like 40 or 50 different times. And in order to get the light right so that you could see his face in his helmet, because he had to wear an air mask. They had to design a special air mask.
So he could breathe.
So he could breathe, but also so that you could see his face. And if the light had... If the light, the electricity running to the lights, it could have like easily shorted and lit the oxygen inside the mask on fire, and his head would have exploded.
Oh man!
On camera,
was it?
That'd
good?
Be something to wake up to on Facebook the next day.
It didn't happen.
Tom Cruise's head exploded. Explodes
during Mission Impossible stunt. But holy shit!
So he commits
an impossible mission.
He commits himself, body and mind, to these movies, and you can, they're all very good. AJ,
except the second one.
The second one is still fun.
You still like the first one too?
I like the first one. The first one's a little confusing because they really want you to think about what you're. They want you to have to kind of guess what you're watching. They're very, because all the terms they use are either very technical or very vague. They'll go from talking about a knock list. Which,
so the first one's hard to understand.
That one's the heady one.
It's not for dumb people.
Yeah. I mean,
go straight to the second one. But that's kind of read.
But that's kind of the thing. Is
such an action scene compilation of the first one. There's only two of them. Yeah.
The thing is, the first one is absolutely for dumb people. Like,
huh?
I
smart people don't get it.
Smart people probably think it's bad. It's good. It's fun. It's a fun dumb movie. But they just all the parts where they talk, you can just tune those out.
And so two's where it gets good, right?
Two is the opposite. Two is very easy to follow because they spell everything out for you, and they have they constantly have like flashback scenes. And in one scene, Tom Cruise could have actually saved the day like an hour before the movie ended, but he had stops and he has a real time. Like memory of a doctor he talked to one time, and that distracts him long enough for the bad guys to shoot at him.
Yeah. Whoa. And in the third one?
What?
How many are there?
There are six.
What?
I told you he has
six.
Have
you seen all of them?
I've seen all of them. I've seen most of them multiple times.
Did you see the new one?
I did see the new one. It was really good. The third one was the best one, I think, because the third one is the only one with an actual...
What was it called? Mission Impossible?
3.
That's it?
Yeah.
They don't have like a cool name?
They didn't have a cool name until the fourth one.
Which one was that one?
Are all six of them like the... Is it just the same mission because it's so impossible it's spread out through six movies?
They never complete it?
I mean, a lot of the times it does kind of not matter what the mission is.
He completes it.
He completes it, but also it's about how he... It's about what they get to. There's each of these movies has about four action, very long involved action sequences, and it's just about connecting the plot dots in between those action scenes, and that's the part that really doesn't matter. You're just gonna watch people race motorcycles, and
is there an emotional Mission Impossible? Like, is there one that made you cry?
There's not an emotional Mission Impossible, but they do try to. They do try to have like a sort of element of that in there. Starting with the third Mission Impossible, they introduce the character of Julia, who is played by Michelle Monaghan. She plays in the beginning of the third movie. Ethan Hunt has unofficially like retired from being an active field agent, and he meets this doctor, Julia, and they get engaged, and they're about to get married, and then the whole plot of Mission Impossible 3 happens, and he realizes that she is in danger, because in that movie she gets kidnapped and she almost gets killed, and he realizes that he can't keep her in danger. And so the rest of the movies, they keep bringing us up how what Ethan did after the third movie was he faked her death. They like went to Croatia, and then there was a big shootout, and they faked Julia's death, and Julia now lives she's no longer married to Ethan, but she lives like out in Asia or somewhere hidden. Mm-hmm. So that's Ethan's enemies will never be able to find her. Oh, okay. The sixth movie, they come back and they find out that she's working as a, that somebody did find her and she's working as a doctor in the Himalayas, and the bad guy found out and they try to blow up a nuclear bomb right next to her.
Nuclear bomb.
They literally at one point, I mean, spoilers, sorry. At one point, they're literally like, yeah, we drove the nuclear bomb here because your wife's here. So we're going to blow up a nuclear bomb next year.
It's going
to
blow
just
everything.
Just to kill her to get you.
I mean, there's another reason for
that
doing
that.
That
is so mean-spirited of them.
Yeah. Actually, no, I take that back. They wanted to...
Don't those have like a pretty big like blast radius?
Yeah.
Like, it seems like a little overkill.
I take it back. The reason they put the bomb there was because they would hit this big ice patch that provides like all the fresh water for India and China.
That is evil.
But that's that bad guy arranged for Julia's Doctors Without Borders unit to be moved to the foot of that mountain where they're going to blow the bomb up.
Whoa. So that's two things. Yeah, that's two birds, one stone. Yeah.
Why do they hate him so much? That seems like a lot of work.
Because they keep setting up these impossible missions, and he keeps proving them possible.
Yeah. Oh, like, so do they set up missions for him to go on that are impossible?
If he chooses to accept.
Well, he has to stop crime, right? Ultimately, he's stopping crime. Is he a cop? I do not watch these movies.
Ethan Hunt is a member of an agency that is called the Impossible Mission Force. If that sounds cheesy and from the 60s.
It doesn't. It sounds cool.
Okay.
And
well,
from now.
Well, it's from the 60s. Oh. There was a TV show,
The Impossible Mission Force.
It was called Mission. The TV show was Mission Impossible. Uh-huh. But the Impossible Mission Force is the name of the agency. It's not part of any other agency, the CIA or anything. It's its own force of, as far as I can tell, anywhere between 5 and 500 people. They're really not sure.
how many agents they have.
You really only ever meet like 6 different agents, but then in the third movie,
Jeremy Renner.
But Ethan Hunt is the very best, right? Yeah.
But then
he's the top notcher.
Yes. Oh, he is. He is
the crown jewel.
He is not only the best IMF agent that has ever existed. He might be the best human being that has ever existed.
Really? He's like the closest you could get to being an X-Man.
Being a
without being an X-Man
from zero G's.
To like, being a perfectly like competent human being.
Oh, you mean like he's just a reliable dude.
Yeah, absolutely. Like he never fails is the thing.
It's because his body's free even of all those thetans.
Even when he fails, he only fails so that he can later succeed.
Oh.
The movies show like little weird tricks he's picked up.
Yeah.
That's at one point a character like you find out that he can lip read. A character just like just mouths coordinates to him and he memorizes them perfectly.
You gotta be that good, yeah.
Well, they said they're going to 7-Eleven.
If he didn't get past that part, he'd be like, wow, this mission is impossible. I can't even pass the lip reading part.
In the fourth movie, Ethan Hunt.
If I was there, I could know what they were saying.
In the fourth movie, Ethan Hunt catches a glance of the bad guy, takes out a ballpoint pen, draws the bad guy's face on his hand, and Jeremy Renner is able to recognize him from the drawing.
I thought you were saying he masturbates with the hand.
Well, after,
the
after.
Face He's, on it.
Well, look at it, and then I will jag
Dong's
off.
Dong's all inky.
Dong robbed a bank.
Yeah.
Good Time was a good movie.
Good Time rules. I wish Tom Cruise was in that, so we could be talking about that instead. AJ, how are you feeling about this Mission Impossible chatter?
Yeah, it's okay. Okay, I feel like this is fine.
Have you ever seen any of these?
I saw like the first two and the one that came out a couple of years ago where he hung on a plane.
Oh, yeah. So like what is it about him that makes you you don't watch them all, right?
I feel like every like preview's the same for them where it's just like this dude's a loose cannon. We got to say that he didn't exist.
Have they used the same like updated version of that song for him? We're like dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, I was just wondering.
They use a version of that in every movie.
Like contemporary bands like putting their own spin?
Not so much.
Limp Bizkit did that, right?
Not so much as Limp Bizkit.
How did that one go, AJ?
Now I know why you want to hate me. Hate is all the world has ever seen lately.
Yeah, that is like Man,
this was like pre 2011. I mean,
really smart lyrics.
Or 2001.
He's right. Those lyrics still ring true today.
Yeah.
The plots are kind of the same. A lot of the times it ends up being, oh, the IMF has been disavowed by the U.S. government.
Right, right.
And Ethan Hunt's on the run. We called him rogue agent. That's like a lot of the movies. Mm. But that's just showing. That is just showing how Ethan Hunt slash Tom Cruise knows the actual way to get around, regardless of what everybody might be telling you. Mm. I have this...
Say, is all the world is ever seen. Sorry, song's just in my head right now.
I have this idea that Tom Cruise is using the Mission Impossible movies to tell us about Scientology.
I was good. I knew this was going to come up, and I'm sure everybody did, but yeah. I wonder if that's why I can't watch Tom Cruise movies when I watch it. I'm like, I can't believe he's a Scientologist.
I mean, Tom Cruise is...
I listen to Beck.
Tom Cruise is the only man...
I can't listen to Beck anymore.
Tom Cruise is
except
the only...
loser man getting crazy with the cheese string whiz. Cheese yeah. whiz. Yeah, shout out to my one. Boys.
Yeah. I like that one. That's a good one, too.
What were you saying, Adam?
I was going to say, Tom Cruise, he's the only man in America for whom religion has worked 100% of his life. And
yeah, it seems like it's really helping.
Man,
out.
He could have made all those movies and been rich without all that stuff, though.
I know, but
think
he
about all the money he blew with.
I know, but he doesn't think so. He attributes all of his successes to Scientology, which he didn't come into until the year 1990.
What? Why? Is
he was going to be—he was going to be a Catholic priest at one point.
You think he truly just believes?
Absolutely, he believes it.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's definitely convinced.
He believes. Oh, he
see,
believes
that's why I can't watch those movies.
He believes it. He.
What about Jack Reacher? You didn't give that one a shot.
I didn't. No. I reached for it, but it was too far.
I would say.
I jacked instead.
You seen Jack Reacher, dude?
The first one. Yeah, I saw the first one.
I didn't even know there was two of them.
Yeah. Jack Reacher. Reach again.
Reach again.
Still reaching.
Still reaching. Oh, that's a reach. That's yeah, what I yeah. say to my friend Jack Reacher.
So we've only talked about like three or four of the films. What's up with the rest? Are there just ones that absolutely suck dick and you just refuse to talk about?
Oh, we can go through all of the plots. I was just going to go a different route.
Does he always have different hair in everyone?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's getting. I mean, that those movies started in 1996, so yeah, he's got different hair in everyone. I think it more reflects what Tom Cruise himself is doing.
Do you think it's going to be weird if they have one where he's just skin bald?
No, they would make it work.
All right, I put out a tweet earlier to all of our listeners listening into our live counties 1-800-YCARE. We have a call. Let's go ahead and take it. All right, caller, you are calling in to Why Should We Care? We have Adam Rabick talk about the Mission Impossible films. You there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know what y'all are talking about. I've been listening, and I'm going to be honest with you, got a couple opinions.
All right, awesome. What's your name?
My name?
Yeah.
Let's just call me Garlic, okay?
Garlic?
We'll do a little code name. Let's call me Garlic. First, before we get anything going on, Chris, I'm a huge fan of AJ. Is AJ present?
I'm here. How's it going, Garlic?
Thought you were listening.
AJ! You're crazy, dude.
Ah, man, stop that. You're crazy.
They're talking about these movies. They're talking about, you know, all this crazy jumping out of buildings, suction cups, all that, man. I bet your stories with the suction cup are twice as insane.
That's for a different episode.
AJ, you got to do your own little X-rated thing. Talk about all your sex exploits. I know you get into them. Oh man, big fan, dude.
Thank
Chris,
you.
Chris, you're okay.
All right, awesome. Thank you.
I'm gonna get right into it, buddy. Adam, I don't agree with the dang word you're saying. Mission Impossible. First of all, awful title. Listen, I'm in the NRA.
Yeah. Okay, you're in the NRA.
I'm in the National Rifle Association. I'm in all the local youth groups trying to teach everybody about guns, firearms. I hunt. I know how to hand-to-hand combat. Big old knife guy. I love big old knives. Crocodile Dundee, that's a movie. Why don't y'all talk about that?
All right. So
here's my two cents on Mission Impossible. I'm watching it, and I go, this doesn't look friggin' impossible at all. I feel like I do 1-2 punch, and I get this puppy possible. You know what I mean? Bullshit. Sorry.
All right. All right, so they just weren't believable to you.
They were. I mean, just change the dang title. Say, just change the title to Common Mission or Easy Mission. Because I could go in there, you make, give me a big old knife, and I can go in there, and I can take down all those various guys, and they're putting me out of the thing. Ghost Recall, are you kidding me?
Okay, all right, I got you. Now, what
worked out, buddy. What I bet you're a sweetheart, I bet you're a good old Christian sweetheart, but gosh dang, those movies stink.
All right, Garlic, let me ask you, what do you think about Tom Cruise? Does it bother you that he's a Scientologist?
Who's Tom Cruise, and what?
The guy
that's
in the...
I know nothing about science and beakers and what have you. Is Tom Cruise a little fella in the movie?
Yeah, that's the guy.
Okay. All right. Here's the deal. I don't care if you're 5'1". I don't care if you're 3'2". Friggin' God rest his soul. Vern Troyer, that guy could have done that mission. Easy. 10 minutes he could have had it done.
Vern Troyer?
Yes! And then you're trying to show me, and now after all these Mission Impossibles, and then now he's got to go find a mommy, and they're not even going to call that one Pretty Impossible Mission because mommies ain't real, you know?
No, I don't. And
this franchise is friggin' screwed up, dude.
Right, Garlic. Yeah, so it just sounds like the movie title just ruined all the movies for you.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
And you're also like confusing it with the Mummy reboot. It sounds like.
AJ, you're freaking crazy, dude. You always know what to say. You always got the right thing to say. AJ, what are you doing, man? You ever come down to Waco?
I've been through a couple times. I went to the Kalashi place.
Yeah, we got stories. You're like a local legend down there, dude. You got a big old hog, I hear.
All right, do you have any questions for our guest today, Adam? Maybe about the Keeping It Mission Impossible themed?
I don't know. Adam, what's your occupation?
Oh, I am actually an apostle of the Church of Scientology.
Whoa, okay. Scientist, bigwig, PhD, doctor, lab coat kind of guy, huh?
I don't think that's the kind of science he means.
No, it is.
Oh, it is? Oh, my bad.
There you are.
Yep, I'm looking him up online right now. I'm seeing, yep, Adam Bareback?
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Dang, dude, you got a nice butt. There's some good Google images. Adam Bareback.
Saying Adam Bareback.
Hey, real quick, go to pornhub.com and then Google Adam Bareback.
And you'll get Adam Rayback.
Some of these freaking pictures, man. You got a good guest. I just wish the topic. Love the show. Going to keep listening to it. Just wish the topic, you know, was more about why titles shouldn't be called the titles that they're titles of titles.
Okay, well, do you like any other Tom Cruise movies? I was going to say, have you seen Jerry Maguire?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Where he's doing with the athletes?
Yeah, he's with athletes.
And there's an honest title. The guy's name is freaking Jerry Maguire. Thank you for not lying to me, Hollywood. show me the title, you know? AJ, how many times have you kissed a girl on her butt today?
Today?
Yeah, today. You freaking horned up. You don't have to answer on air. I know you got a wife at home.
Thanks, man.
AJ's not married.
I'm glad to be off the hook.
Oh man!
All right, man. But we want to
get into after this.
Nothing. What do you? We want to keep it Mission Impossible related, man. Why did you go with Garlic as a code name? What's your real name?
I'm gonna be honest. I just ate a whole thing of garlic and spiced up. Here's the thing. When I get riled up, I eat garlic cloves. Okay, and it keeps because I'm out here hunting, and it keeps the deers away, which is fine. I ain't hunting deers. I'm hunting people. I live in an urban environment.
Don't do that.
It's not. I'm not killing nobody, AJ.
Okay, that's good.
I mean, you definitely made it sound like you're killing people.
Yeah, hunting usually implies that you're gonna kill.
I get them in my scopes. Here's a mission. Oh my God, I got a mission that's impossible for you. When are we gonna get these dang friggin' left wing liberal ding dongs out of the media?
I don't know, man.
I don't think you can.
Yeah, they're kind of in there.
Yes, we can. We're going to do whatever we want.
All right. On that, I think if we're not going to talk about Mission Impossible, I want to thank you for calling in.
yeah.
I think you just hung up.
AJ, you there?
Yeah.
Is AJ there?
Yeah, what's up, dude?
AJ, you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, us boys down at the NRA meetings. We love you, dude.
Wow. All right, just hung up on him. But, hey,
it was...
That was sorry about that, Adam. I know
that's okay. You got an active listener base.
Yeah, I mean, I wish we had more calls than that. Just one.
I wish they would. I wish they were listening.
There's only a few cities that get it live.
When they say they listen, I wish they would just lie.
Waco, apparently. Yeah. I was gonna say on these Mission Impossible. I'm trying to think of any questions I might have about them because I do think like I might sit down and watch them. Look, I've never even seen the Bourne Identity movies.
That's okay.
I remember years ago I rented the first two on DVD. Yeah. I'm going to knock them out this week. And I didn't even watch one unless I fuck it.
Yeah,
it's that like, kind of thing.
I remember I was like in a bar and they were playing one of the movies and I didn't know which one I was watching. I was just like, I didn't know like in what order they were showing them in. And I was like, this could be any one of those Bourne movies. Or like, yeah, I just... They're all the same, too.
Action movies. I feel like, yeah. I mean, if I sit down and just really zone out and watch them, I'm going to love them no matter what.
Yeah.
But
there's cool karate in it. He beats a guy with a magazine.
So I remember when I saw Fast and the Furious in the movie theaters when it barely dropped. And there was
one?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I was like...
Summer of 2000.
Some say the least Fast and Furious-y of them all.
Well, shit, man. I think it was insane because it was a packed theater. And yeah. I remember just like... there's a part when Vin Diesel goes to his house and gets a shotgun. And it's like an intense moment. Like he's about to go fuck somebody up.
Yeah.
And he comes out of his... And he drives the car that he's only been working on throughout the movie. That black car. And he gets in there. And then like when he's coming out of the house, the whole... theater's just like, oh fuck, it's about to get crazy, right? And the movie just stopped.
Oh.
And then the house lights came up and somebody had been walking down the stairs, the aisle, and they tripped and hit their head on the ground and they passed out.
Oh man.
So like paramedics had to come into the theater while we were all waiting. And people were just yelling at you, like, get him the fuck out of here.
They were heckling the pastor.
Yes. Dude, somebody popped the head out of that box, the projector room.
Yeah.
And then they were like, what's going on? Someone threw a Coke at that wall.
My God.
Just barely. People were pissed because the movie was just at a really important part. And then, like, they actually put that person on a stretcher and took them out.
Yeah.
It'd be cool if like they were doing like the NFL player, like the thumbs up. But everybody was just booing.
They put a thumbs up.
Get out.
They put a thumbs up and like a large Dr. Pepper hits the thumb.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. We don't care.
I was kind of laughing, but I was like, this is so fucked up. Yeah. I remember like three people running from the top of the stairs, like three young white people, like, we're paramedics. We know what we're doing.
He's okay.
We were just watching Fast and the Furious as well. Give him some air. Yeah, but I wish that would happen with every action movie I saw.
Did they finish the movie after?
Yeah, they did. Okay.
Was everybody able to get back into it?
I don't know. I don't remember.
It really killed the mood.
I mean, it wouldn't be the same. I know.
I couldn't stop thinking, like, man, I wonder if that dude died.
We
have a movie happening in the lobby, y'all.
Man, this might be more exciting than the movie we're watching.
It was just becoming Furious.
Oh, man.
That's right.
So like, it had gotten Fast and the few.
Oh, man. I'm from Arlington, and we had some pretty trashy theaters compared to now. Like, I mean, I just go to Alamo now, and everybody knows that about me. But well, back in the day, we had like kind of the Galaxy.
You're a corporate
thing.
Chill.
Wait, are you crushed about MoviePass? Like, you're only gonna get like two of them now. Is that even like worth it?
It's three movies a month now. It's still like, worth it, but
I guess that's about as much as you're gonna average anyway. But
I mean, if you go catch those movies, you're totally
just first run.
Yeah, but I'm really bummed. It was something that could have been even greater if more people just signed up for it. It's such a good deal.
It seemed like a bad business model
for them.
It was only going to get worse.
It rocked for me.
At no point would volume have caught up.
Yeah, it's like at some point people are just paying $10 and that's it for like a movie. Like
they were
all
going,
the movies a month.
They were going for the gym membership business model where you just count on people not using it, but it's a movie that people love to go to movies.
Yeah, all the time.
Well, it looks like that business model was a mission that was impossible.
Impossible, movie pass.
Yeah, for them. They tried to make some magic happen, though, and I really appreciate it because I definitely got my money's worth.
Oh, they robbed a bunch of VC guys. I can't complain.
I
gotta
know
see
what
movies
that
for
means.
Free.
What are EC guys?
VC, venture capitalists. They're the people who they tricked into giving them all the money to start MoviePass, basically.
That's pretty, man, you're pretty smart for a guy who voted for Trump.
I don't know if I should do it again, though. I'm like waffling back.
I voted as a joke. It turns out a lot of us voted as a joke.
Voting is a joke.
Well, Adam, I mean, you have anything else on Mission Impossible?
I'm
untapped, so.
I actually have this one idea I had the other night. I was thinking about it.
Hit me with it.
Okay, so what do you guys know about Scientology? Do you know who David Miscavige is?
Yes.
The current leader of Scientology. Mm-hmm. He is Tom
Cruise. Now I do.
He is, by all accounts, Tom Cruise.
About it on the cult episode.
He is, by all accounts, Tom Cruise's best friend, closest confidant.
Yeah.
One of David Miscavige's...
whose wife hasn't been seen in a long time.
Right, right. One of David Miscavige's one of David Miscavige's highest priorities is hiding from Tom Cruise, like, all the shit about Scientology. Yeah. Even though Tom Cruise has, like, technically has slaves. Because
that's right.
Because there are people, when you work for Scientology, you work for like 6 cents a day or something insane. And some employees of Scientology are like there to like tend Tom Cruise's house. Like his house, he is housekeeping. His gardeners are all like Scientology employees, basically.
Yeah, I read this like a story where all those Scientology guys had to build like Tom Cruise a wooded glen so like he could propose to Nicole Kidman.
Yes,
and, like make it all like and fairy tale and like
that's not the only weird romance thing they've done. They fucked up almost all of his marriages after he.
How did they fuck it up?
Because
zero privacy after that.
Yeah,
all the girls are like, fuck this.
Yeah, everyone got uncomfortable with it eventually. After he broke up with Penelope Cruz, this Church of Scientology auditioned several women to be Tom Cruise's next girlfriend. Before he started dating Katie Holmes, they auditioned several women and like had him go on two dates with one of them. It was really weird. Anyways...
I'm gonna have to check these movies out now. It's crazy when you see those big Scientology buildings, like the big blue building in LA and stuff. All those windows, are those just rooms that people are sleeping in?
A lot of them are, yeah.
Ugh. And you can just walk out any day you want.
You could, yeah. But I mean, they will sometimes try to physically stop people, but the thing that's tying most people to the Church of Scientology is the fact that when they walk out, they're going to be cut off from all their friends and family who are in the church. They're not going to have any money. Their career was in Scientology, so they're going to have no basically applicable skills.
How do you sign up for Scientology? I mean, don't you have to pay money to join?
Yeah.
We're not in that tax bracket. We don't have to worry
about
that.
You have to be pretty wealthy to be in that cult.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they'll take whatever little money that we have, but we can't, like, see the video where they tell you all about Xenu and stuff like that.
We can't even see a video.
Yeah.
No, that wasn't known about until, like, 10 years ago or something.
Yeah.
Anyways, so as AJ said, Shelley Miscavige has... been missing for years. Mm-hmm. Nobody has seen her publicly since. Like,
yeah, every time they just like ask, he's like, "No, she's over there."
Since like,
you just missed her.
Scientology's official stance is, "Don't worry about it."
Yeah.
Here's what I realized the other night. Where the character of Julia in the Mission Impossible movies is Tom Cruise telling us not to worry about where Shelley Miscavige is.
Oh, is that like a thing that happens in the movie?
Yeah.
Like a girl disappears?
She disappears, and her family doesn't know where she is. She's living a separate life, and they revisit her every once in a while.
The girl that they move the bomb next to, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but she survives in the end.
Uh-huh.
And so I think that whole character is Tom Cruise... telling everyone, hey, Shelley Miscavige is fine. Whether or not she's actually fine, she might not be fine at all. But that's Tom Cruise touting the official church word about where Shelley Miscavige is. I'm pretty convinced about that.
Have people not been forced to have him explain where she's at or show her alive somewhere?
Because
is there not any investigation going on?
Because the Church of Scientology has a lot of money, and a lot of that goes into lawyers.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And they will... Yeah.
Well, I hope this lady's okay.
When they got tax exempt status in the early 90s, they did it by basically bombarding IRS agents with lawsuits and like legal threats until they finally just gave in.
Yeah, man. I That's one of the reasons I can't watch Tom Cruise movies. But then again, I did like Vanilla Sky. That movie ruled.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's what
a lot
I'm
of
saying.
People hated it. That's I thought it was pretty good.
Crazy shit in that movie.
Tom Cruise is a bad guy who belongs to a bad organization, but he is.
Like, if you met Tom Cruise someday, you just saw him eating breakfast alone, and you were eating breakfast next to him. Think he'd be nice?
Yeah. I would look at like the weird gelatinous cube that he pops into his mouth, and
what
like,
would you
that's
say?
My
pretend
breakfast.
AJ's Tom Cruise right now. What would you say?
Hey Tom, love the movies. What's going on with your slaves, man?
Who is this guy? can you get him away from me?
I bet you know what. Thank you for the first half. Fuck you for the second half. I would have signed something.
Yeah, he hasn't played any normal guys in a while.
He's not a normal guy. Know, anytime he tries to play a normal guy, it looks really weird because his face just explodes into this shimmering grin and that no real person looks like.
You know, years ago, whenever he was getting married to Katie Holmes, and he came on Oprah, and he was just like, "I'm so in love," and he was jumping over all over the couch, and everybody was like, "Tom Cruise has gone crazy."
Yeah,
I remember thinking like, "Man, no, he hasn't. He's just super happy that he's getting married. Yeah. Why are they mad at him for being so happy?" And then they called it. Everybody was right. oh, he is fucking. Because that was the beginning of like everybody seeing that. Oh, this guy's kind of psycho.
He said like psychology is evil and
He did an interview with Matt Lauer.
Yeah,
and Matt Lauer turned to be a creep. So man,
nobody made a lot of sense.
Yeah, I thought Lauer was putting him in his place. Turns out he's a weirdo.
Yeah, Matt Lauer was like, "Ha, I got Tom Cruise to say psychology is bad. I'm good." And then the contractor like walked out of his office and he's like, "Hey, your rape button works now."
It's installed. Try not pressing it so hard.
Everything's coming together.
So Tom Cruise wins that one.
By default.
Man, yeah, I mean, that's a fucking bummer. That it's crazy that a Hollywood star that could be that famous is tied to so much cult shit.
Yeah.
And everybody's just like, okay, who cares?
And you can't even say,
there's no bringing him down.
You can't even say, like, oh, he like was raised in it. Like, Beck was born into the church. Tom Cruise didn't pick it up until 1990, so it's entirely his fault.
Isn't it weird? Like, I guess it's hard to get out of, you know, but if you're like a celebrity now and you're in charge of your own fucking life, like, and you be like, "Oh, now I'm an adult and I could actually see what's what."
Well, the celebrity Scientology experience is 100% different from the normal Scientology experience, because Scientology knows that their only in to American culture is celebrities. So they can get the few celebrities they want, and then they treat them like gold so that they become advocates to the public as this front-facing billboard, basically, for Scientology.
Yeah, but if me or you join it, we're going to be those gardeners.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, we're going to have to garden.
If we're lucky. 6 cents an hour. Yeah. Did you get a raise? Fuck, congratulations, dude.
I have to give it back to them.
I was thinking of working at Chipotle, but they said they'd disconnect from me. So I'm a gardener instead. Oh, fuck. Man, well, that's weird. If you have the money, would you be a Scientologist or just check it out?
No. I've read books about it. Like, it's real.
Losing them.
It just seems like I just feel bad.
You reading it going
like,
"That's so stupid."
No, well, it's I've read like there's this really good expose about it by I can't remember the guy's name. He lives in Austin. But do you remember the HBO documentary that came out a couple years ago? It was based on this book.
Going Clear.
Let me look up the guy's name.
Man, you know, if you bought like a 6-pack DVD box set of Mission Impossible, like Platinum Edition, you know some of that money's going to Scientology.
Lawrence Wright, he's an awesome.
So don't buy it.
He's where I got most of the information.
Torrent those movies.
But yeah,
what's his name?
Lawrence Wright. He wrote the book Going Clear. That's where I got most of the information for coming on here as far as Scientology goes.
We should have him and Ariel on a show sometime. Talk cults. Are you in the cults?
I like hearing about a cult. I don't know much about him, but I'd like hearing.
We'll
about
scrap
him.
That idea then.
All right.
Well, we're almost at that time. You have anything else on Mission Impossible or Scientology? Let it out.
If you want to watch a good first Mission Impossible movie, I say watch the third one because it's the only one with a good villain.
I don't have to watch the first two.
You don't. No, none of them are really tied together. You can watch any one of them.
All right, because last time I asked somebody, do I have to get watch Paddington 1 to get Paddington 2? People said no, and I saw Paddington 2, and I was completely lost.
Yeah, dark, huh?
The third one is
still rocked.
The third one is where you meet Michelle Monaghan, and it has the best villain. Who's
talking about Paddington or Mission Impossible?
Paddington 3.
Oh, okay.
Paddington 3.
They make them fast.
Philip Seymour Hoffman is the villain in Paddington 3.
Seymour Hoffman's in the third one as the villain.
Yeah, Philip Seymour Hoffman is good as the villain in the third one.
I might actually check out Mission Impossible
because you're a huge Philip Seymour Hoffman fan.
That's also the first one.
I guess so, but it just helps that he's in it. I like watching him.
That's also the first one that Simon.
You said, "What's your favorite Philip Seymour Hoffman movie?" I'd go, "Fuck, I don't know."
Fuck if I know. Twister,
Capote.
Capote, obviously.
No contest. And along came Polly.
I could go all day. All right. Well, Adam, we want to thank you for being on the podcast, bud.
Thanks for having me on.
They go, oh, I had some more stuff to read. Let's see. You could catch Adam on Twitter at @arabik. That's @ARABIK. He also has a podcast he does with comedian Avery Moore, who we love. Avery Moore and Adam, or it's Avery and Adam's Christmas Committee, the podcast. That's on iTunes.
Yeah.
Okay. And it looks like he actually has no shows at the moment. Please book him. This is not by choice.
Book me.
I'll be in Houston on Friday, which is tomorrow, the 16th, I guess. Or is it the 17th? I don't know.
It's the 17th.
The 17th. I'm doing Bad Idea at the Secret Group at 8 p.m. On the 22nd, I'm doing Good Fight at Fallout Theater. Just come. All right. want to encourage everyone to come out to Shit's Golden September 3rd. We have Mike McRae, Mac Blake, Karina Magyar, among others. The shows are always fun, so that'll be at Spider House at 9 p.m. Before we go, we want to thank everybody for listening. Make sure to subscribe. Leave a 5-star review. If it's not a 5, just please
don't even worry about it.
Don't hurt us. You know, we're nothing right now. And
go do something else.
Why kick us while we're down? Yeah. All right, let's just put something positive.
Don't be buttholes.
All right. So also follow us on Twitter at WSWC Podcast. And like I said, give us a subscribe. We're on all the stuff, man. I'm just trying to do it as I remember.
Thanks for a good 2 years, too, guys. It's been great.
Shut up. No one notices.
Yeah, no.
Hey, guys, happy birthday.
This is going to no one. All right.
Listeners in Waco.
So before we leave, the care meter, scale 1 to 10, 1. You care about the Mission Impossible movies. 10, you don't care. AJ?
3.
I think that's fair. I'm going to also go with 3.
Yeah. Solid 3.
All right. Thanks for coming on, Adam.
That's pretty good. 3.
Bye.
That's not.
Hey, you said 1 was care.
Why should we care? Why should we care? Why should we care? International.